The Labors of Hercules, a Greek Myth. Among all the Greek heroes about whom the old Greek harpers sung, who was more dearly loved than Hercules? Hercules the patient, Hercules the strong. When Hercules was but a babe a few months old, his mother, Alcmene, left him once asleep in a brazen warrior's shield that served him for a cradle. There came creeping upon him while he slept two venomous serpents. Just as the snakes were about to strike, Hercules awoke. With a crow of delight, as though he had found a new plaything, and without a sign of fear, the little one seized the serpents, one in each hand. Straight by the neck he grasped them and held on tight. When his mother came in and found him thus, she was struck almost dumb at the sight. But the snakes were already strangled, and the infant Hercules safe. So began the strong man's conquests over evil. Hercules grew to manhood, possessed of marvelous courage and strength, and carefully trained in all that befitted a hero. One day, when he was still a youth, dwelling for a time among herdsmen on the mountains, he lay down in a lonely valley to sleep through the noonday heat. In his sleep, he had a strange dream. He seemed to be following a path that suddenly split into two, branching off in opposite directions, and he knew not which road to take in order to pursue his journey. One road looked broad and easy, and led down to a pleasant city, whence he saw the gleam of marble palaces mid green and tempting gardens. The other was steep and rocky. It was hard to climb, and led endlessly upward, growing rockier and rougher at every step, till it disappeared in the clouds. As Hercules stood hesitating which road to choose, there came dancing down the smooth and easy highway a gay and laughing maiden. She beckoned to him and called, "Come with me, Hercules, down into the pleasant city. There you need not labor all day long in the heat of the sun. You may sit continually in fragrant gardens, hearken to the plash of fountains and the songs of birds, and slaves will serve you with all you need." As Hercules looked toward the city, the piping of merry music faintly reached his ears to invite and tempt him still further. But lo, just then in the second path appeared a second young maiden, quite different from the first. She wore plain white garments, and her eyes were grave, yet quiet, sweet, and calm. "My sister deceives you, Hercules," she said.